Saints minicamp coverage rolling on, brought to you by Cummins Marine Engines. Push more, pull harder, run longer. Who dat, folks? Earlier today, we heard from Saints head coach Kellen Moore for the start of mandatory minicamp. Let's hear a little bit of what the head coach of the Black and Gold had to say today. Soundbank brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910.
What are you trying to get out of the mandatory minicamp versus like the OTAs? It's basically be the same thing as far as the practice structure?
So I think what we look at, that's a good question. We've essentially done 8 OTAs, and now we'll have 2 days of minicamp. So we've done 8 days of heavy installation, throwing a lot of stuff on top of each other. And now it's kind of a chance, less volume from an installation standpoint, more of a higher expectation of, okay, we got to collect all this 1 through 8 information and put our guys in a lot more situations. And so you'll see some more situational football in there a little bit more tempo, some things to stress our guys a little bit as far as, recalling all that they've learned over the last 2 months.
Kevin, can you talk about the 2 edge rushers you signed in the offseason, Wilson and Jennings, and how they've been?
Yeah, really fired up. I think Jennings, Tyree, to onboard those guys who've played a lot of football in this league that are still relatively young, that will be able to contribute in a really positive way for us. And so, I think those guys have really big time experience. And, I think that depth of that group obviously has been increased. And I think that's going to be to our advantage, the versatility that group has, to be able to rotate those guys, but also play multiple guys and really put a stress on the defense or on the offense. Excuse me.
In last year's offseason, you harped on situational football. Of course, you were still learning the team, but now with the year under your belt, what is the expectation level or the confidence level of the situational football aspect?
Yeah, I think that's where we're starting to build now. The last 8 days or 8 OTAs have been really focused on the scheme component. Obviously, ton of weight room work and all that goes into it. Now we're kind of transitioning a little bit. And part of our expectation is these OTAs just transition right into training camp when we hit the summer. And so there'll be a ton of situational football, and the real football gets closer and closer come July. But again, we're just continuing to build.
What have you seen from Taliese Fuaga so far? Obviously, coming off the year where he had to deal with some injuries and was banged up. What have you noticed from him this far?
Yeah, I think just confidence. His confidence coming in this year, the work he's put in this offseason. He looks really, really good from a physical standpoint. He's practicing really well. And I think you just see the confidence, and that's going to come out on the field.
Did you notice anything about like kind of his approach while dealing with a couple injuries last year, and did anything kind of stand out with how he responded to that?
I think anytime you have to go through those, you gain resiliency. And what he had to navigate just with some unfortunate injuries that are kind of goofy ones during the season, getting rolled up in a couple of unique ways. He fought back. He found a way to keep playing whenever he could. And I think when you go through that and then you find success on the other end of that, that gains a little confidence.
You know, last week, you talking about Achane, you were kind of saying like he's a player who has football IQ, and he allows him to stay on the field for eight down. What does that afford you as a play caller when you don't have to sub somebody out for various reasons?
Yeah, I think it's just it allows you to navigate the substitution packages a little bit different when you can keep a guy on the field. We still like to rotate these guys. We always will. When you play with some tempo, it allows you to have players on the field who can handle all those different situations. You don't have to substitute in those maybe second to third downs or, third down into first down. You can keep guys on the field and obviously, that's an asset that we like to emphasize as far as, utilize that tempo when we can.
And then for Vernon Broughton, obviously, you don't ever want to see a guy get hurt in the first game of his rookie year, but when he has to be kind of just around and soaking everything up, what do you want to see out of a player like that when he can't get on the field? And did he kind of check any of those boxes?
Yeah, excited for Vern. I think D lineman, this is a tough process during OTAs. There's just limited contact. A lot of theirs is going to be focused on technique with Bo, and they do an excellent job there. And then it's really assignment focus in the team periods, just because the physical component's hard. Once the pads go on, then these guys come alive. And so I know all those guys are excited for that part and excited to get to that point. And I think Vern's going to, play really well.
Was he able to get anything out of last year, though? Just from watching and being in the meeting?
Yeah, I think anytime, we have a number of guys who kind of, took advantage, I think, of maybe what is potentially viewed as an unfortunate situation, injuries, missing a season, and they're able to turn it into, okay, they work their tails off with Ted and Ben and Sean in the rehab process, and they get better and stronger in that time. And then they're also in the classroom. They're also in the meetings, so they understand the football aspect. I think you can see it from Vern. You can see it from Jalen Polk, a couple of these guys who took advantage of that. And, you know, they're coming out better on the other end.
What more do you guys need from Caesar Reese next season?
Yeah, excited for Cease. Excited for him to just find some consistency there at the right guard spot, play really good football. You know, I thought he came in really good shape this year, has worked really hard. I think the details that he's practicing with has obviously been showcased, and so I'm excited to see him, you know, showcase it once we get to the pads.
Is there any guys identified to maybe where he didn't have the type of season that he was maybe used to having last year,
I think? I think every guy gets to evaluate film. Coaches evaluate it. We all work together. We're all trying to get us as to be the best version of ourselves. And, you know, I think he's certainly done that. And so, yeah, I think there's always little things in every position that you're going to work on. And so I think he's done that, and the coaches have done that as well.
Kelly, when you look at the star position, how important that is in Coach Staley's scheme, how important is that you come out of camp heading into the season that you have that most confidence in at least a couple of players, and not just if Sanker's working out, but you're able to do the same type of things, that you have that 1-2 punch?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that star position, you can kind of compare it to like playing tight end on the offensive side, where, you know, you're asked to be involved in every aspect of the game. You know, you're playing in the run fits, you're pressure player, you're a coverage player in zone, you're a man-to-man defender in man. You're asked to do a lot of things, and so the reps are needed in that position just to see all those different looks. And so with that being said, you're going to need depth. You're going to need depth to play in that position. You know, Jonas has done an excellent job of kind of acclimating himself to that position. There's a bunch of other guys kind of from that safety position that can kind of slide down, a couple corners who can slide in. And so you're going to need all those guys to have that experience just as a full season takes its course. But I thought Jonas has done a really good job of acclimating himself.
Kellen, last week, David Edwards was telling us how Tyler made a check or an audible at the linebacker and a walkthrough period. Really, yeah, impressed him for a young player.
Yep.
How much freedom do you all give him to make those kind of checks?
I think that's a building process, and the more guys are in a system, the more consistency they have, the more flexibility we're going to be able to create. And so, yeah, that was a great example. It was just walkthrough. This time of year, a lot of times we're just installing core concepts, core plays. We're not necessarily connecting, you know, hey, we can go to this play all the time. And it was a play versus a look that's really not ideal for the play, and he just went, you know, check, and change the play. And I think all the linemen are fired up because, you know, that gives us the opportunity to get to the best plays in some of these situations. And Tyler's done a great job of preparing.
He earned that. I mean, is that through trust?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's trust and preparation. And, you know, I think Tyler, you can see his season last year, the way he grew in that. Some big time protection adjustments that he was able to get to late in the season. I can remember one against Miami on a late third down where he checked the whole protection versus an overload pressure, blocked it up, and was able to get a first down earned. You know, I think the more we have the ability to control things at the line of scrimmage, you know, the cleaner we're going to be able to execute because we're going to get to the right place.
Both he and Travis Achane said from coming in from the outside, they thought Tyler was way further along than they would have expected from a second-year guy. Would you agree with that?
I think that's potentially a fair assessment. I think if you just are around here and you see how Tyler prepares, I don't think once you spend enough time around him, you're not going to be totally surprised. He's really prepared. He's really detailed. He asks questions all the time, which is a good thing. And, you know, obviously his ownership and leadership of this offense has been taking really good strides this offseason.
WWL Soundbank brought to you by First American Bank. You just heard from Saints head coach Kellen Moore talking to the media before today's mandatory minicamp session. We'll get him tomorrow as well. But Cajun Ken, I thought you brought up a great point with, you know, Jonas Sanker in that, you know, that star role he's taking over in his second season in the NFL.
Yeah, a lot of responsibility.
For sure.
Considering that Coach Staley has trusted individuals who are not only Pro Bowlers, but like all pro. I'm not saying Sanker has to be an all-pro, but they ask him to do so much. So you have to be too deep. You have to have that depth because all of a sudden, let's say Sanker would get nicked. You don't want we can't do that defense anymore. And then you're behind eight ball. So you're going to see a lot of guys in that rotation. So it's not only going to be Sanker as far as different individuals taking reps. Like Coach Moore said, you see other safeties. come down and play that star position. You see other cornerbacks going to that star position. They're all going to give an opportunity where you have to have two, if not three, guys who's able to do that and then just blow up your game plan. Because I think Jonas Sanker is going to be the guy. I know it's early. We haven't even had training camp yet. But I think I have that much confidence in him. And I think the coaches do too, what he's been able to do so far. And what's great about that, he's a young player. Obviously young and what you having to invest in him. So I think that's a great sign. I'm just as high on Sanker on that star position in the slot as I am maybe with Quincy Riley on the outside and Kool-Aid on the outside. I'm more worried about, okay, what they going to do and build upon their season from last year, especially Kool-Aid going into his third season. But Sanker, I think, no, he will not be that weak link in the slot.